This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. With 3 days left for campaigning to end for the second phase of general elections, leaders of political parties are making all-out efforts to woo the voters by holding back-to-back rallies and roadshows in favour of their candidates. 20 seats in Kerala, 14 in Karnataka, 13 in Rajasthan, 8 each in Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra, 7 in Madhya Pradesh, 5 each in Assam and Bihar, 3 each in West Bengal and Chhattisgarh, and 1 each in Tripura and Jammu and Kashmir will go to the polls in the second phase on the 26th of this month. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed election rally at Jalore in Rajasthan. He said he is working with the determination to take the country to the heights of development. Referring to the immense potential of tourism in Jalore Sirohi region, he said that special attention is being given for increasing connectivity to enhance employment opportunities through tourism for the youth. Mr. Modi accused the Congress of forming an opportunistic alliance and said that the country should not be handed over to such an alliance. Holding public meeting at Narsinghapur in Murshidabad, West Bengal, senior BJP leader and Union Minister Rajnath Singh alleged that Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee is misleading the migrant labourers on the issue of NRC. He said Trinamool Congress is creating division in the name of religion while the BJP is strongly opposing it. Speaking at a public meeting in Katihar, senior BJP leader Amit Shah alleged that Congress and RJD-led Grand Alliance wants to push Bihar again in the era of Jungle Raj. He said only NDA can work for the betterment of the state. In Uttar Pradesh, BSP Chief Mayawati said that there is a big difference between the actions and the words of the BJP. Addressing election rallies at Amroha and Ghaziabad, she said that BJP's guarantee will not be of any use in this election. Congress Central Election Committee today held a meeting related to Lok Sabha elections at the party headquarters in New Delhi. Party President Mallikarjun Kharge, Congress Parliamentary Party Chairperson Sonia Gandhi and other senior leaders were present in the meeting. Senior party leaders from Punjab also attended the meeting. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said today that the world is looking towards India to ensure global peace in these times of conflict. Mr. Modi said that the credit for this new role of New India is being given to its growing capabilities and foreign policy and its cultural image. He was addressing the gathering after inaugurating the 2550th Bhagwan Mahavir Nirvan Mahotsav at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi on the auspicious occasion of Mahavir Jayanti. The National Testing Agency, NTA, has begun the registration process for the University Grants Commission National Eligibility Test, UGC NET, June 2024. Interested candidates can apply for the NET through the link available on the official website. Registration process will remain open till the 10th of May. In Odisha, forest fires have broken inside the Simlipal Tiger Reserve in Mayurbhanj district following long dry spell and prevailing intense heatwave conditions. Adequate firefighting equipment have been engaged to douse the flames and the operation is underway on a war footing. The Odisha Disaster Rapid Action Force team has also been sent to the fire spots. Intense heatwave conditions continue to prevail in Odisha, making normal life miserable. In southern Gaza, 2 Israeli airstrikes killed 18 people overnight, including 14 children and 3 women. According to the Palestinian health officials, the first strike killed all 3 members of a family, including a 3-year-old child, while the second strike killed another family of 13 children and 2 women. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast that severe heatwave conditions will continue to prevail over Gangetic West Bengal till today and in isolated pockets over Jharkhand and Bihar till the 24th of this month. It said hot and humid weather will prevail over coastal Andhra Pradesh, Yanam, Rayalaseema, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Kerala and Mahe till Wednesday. In chess, India's 17-year-old sensation D. Gukesh became the sole leader of the FIDE Candidates 2024, ahead of the final round in Toronto, Canada, today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.